This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Collect the build.
Prashant, bring in India.
Writing down 12 words is a far better UX than having thousands of passwords and using password managers.
Yes.
Bangalore is the capital and largest city of southern Indian state of Karnataka, and it's home to the more than 8 million people. Do you know it's often referred to as the Silicon Valley of India because it's home to a large number of IT companies?
Yes.
Kannada is the official language of the state of Karnataka, and Bangalore is one of the primary centers of the Kannada film industry, also known as Sandalwood. Many popular Kannada movies are produced in Bangalore. Do you aspire to play a part in a Sandalwood movie?
Yes.
Is Sachin Tendulkar the best cricket player of all time?
Yes.
A dosa is a thin pancake in South Indian cuisine, made from a fermented batter of ground black lentils and rice. Dosas are popular in South Asia as well as around the world. Dosas are served hot, often with chutney and sambar. In 2014, Bangalore set a Guinness World Record for the largest number of people simultaneously preparing and eating dosa. Over 50,000 people participated in the event, showcasing the immense popularity and love for dosa in the city. Were you one of the 50,000 participants?
No.
We heard Amsterdam is your favorite city in the world. Are you attending the Bitcoin conference this year?
Yes.
Iron Maiden is an iconic British heavy metal band known for their energetic performances, powerful music, and captivating album artwork. Do you know they hold the world record for the longest rock concert ever? It lasted over 3 hours.
No.
Dark beer, also known as stout or porter, is a rich and flavorful beer style that's often associated with roasted malt, coffee, chocolate, and caramel flavors. Is Guinness your favorite dark beer?
Yes.
Exchanges are for traders. Normal users need simple tools to buy and spend Bitcoin.
Yes.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
No.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 77 of Connect the World, and this show is made possible by our friends from BL3P. Thank you guys for helping us with our mission. And if you also want to help out with our mission, then follow us on Twitter, follow us on YouTube, subscribe. And if you have any questions, then just hit us up on our Telegram group and you can ask us everything. Well, almost everything. And before I forgot, this week, Steph, we recorded, but Maya recorded in Prague, amazing footages there, and asked a lot of Bitcoin and Lightning people around the world who were there and asked them a lot of questions. So if you are interested, then look it up on YouTube and all our channels, and it's amazing footage, very useful and very interesting. So yeah,
nothing to
awesome.
Cool.
Conectează lumea.
Welcome, Prashant. Good to have you on the show, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, of course.
I'm curious, man, because your favorite city is Amsterdam. So I assume you visited Amsterdam a couple of times.
Yes. Last year.
Okay. A couple of times. And a dosa is like a thin pancake. But did you also try the Dutch pancakes?
No, I should. I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
And which one did you prefer?
dosa.
Yeah? Yeah. But it's totally different, right? It's only the name pancake that's what's similar to each other. But it's totally different because well, our pancakes are most of the times with sweets on it. And I assume the ones that you're eating are more like salty and spicy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because Indian food is spicy food, right? Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I also read something about that in countries where it's more warm than other countries, then it's good to eat spicy food because it helps you sweat it out and cool down. Is it true?
I'm not sure, but that's an interesting fact. I'll check it out.
Okay.
Well, I must say I love Indian food. And we also get, every now and then I get some delivered into my house. And well, you have always three options when I have like Thuis Bezorgd is like, what's it? Takeaway.com or like Uber Eats.
Yeah, Takeaway.
It's like, it's a Dutch company, by the way, Thuis Bezorgd or Takeaway. It's Dutch. But and then when you choose the dish you want, you have three options. You have the mild version, then you have the hot version, and the extra hot version. And I always order the mild version, and then I put in the subject. I say, okay, let's do it. Not even a tiny bit of hot, because my wife, she can't eat it, but every time she still thinks it's way too hot. So even the mild version for us, and I like to eat spicy food, right? But my wife, she doesn't at all, and we always have to fight about it because I just like Indian food, right? So
yeah, Indian food is way too spicy sometimes. Like we have high tolerance for spicy for sure.
Yeah. So I think that the things that we call spicy in India, it's even not mild, maybe.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, because I also went to an Indian restaurant and I'm with your wife, Steph. I don't like spicy food, but I ordered the mild one and it was really spicy. So it's a distinction in what is mild.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was in Estonia, when I ordered food, I used to ask them to make it extra spicy so that I can eat, you know, like I'm used to eating a lot of spice. So
But did they manage to make it the spiciness you like, or?
I mean, I used to ask them to make it really, really spicy and it was edible, so.
Okay.
Oh, nice one.
Well, you said you want to play a part in a Sandalwood movie, right? So I'm interested in what would it be, and who would you be?
Not really sure. I just like acting, right? So I'm not entirely sure about what particular role. So it is. Okay, it's an reflex answer because I like acting.
But are you like in a theater school or something, or a amateur actor, or is it just that you like it that you don't do it very often? Or
No, I'm not part of any of those. I like it. I don't do it often. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So perhaps in the future, then just give us the URL of the video or the name, and then we'll watch it.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
Nice, man. Hey, we are going to talk about bringing, of course. Mm-hmm. I also asked you if you know that Bangalore is also referred to as Silicon Valley of India. I'm curious, what's your background? Because I can imagine that you didn't start I'm coding and all with the project you're on now. What's your background in IT?
I'm a computer science engineer. So I graduated in 2018, and my first job was as an engineer in a company called Bookman Labs, where we were building tools for internet. And the next job was in a company which built payment systems for Europeans using Bitcoin Lightning.
Okay, it was with Bitcoin and Lightning.
Yes, it was back in 2019.
Interesting.
Oh, okay, cool. That's nice. And what's the company? Or do you want to tell us?
It's called LastBit. Right now it's called it's rebranded to Striga, but it was called LastBit back then.
Oh, yeah. LastBit, Striga and LastBit. LastBit were the first ones bringing out the card. I still have it here. Then it went away. But Striga is the name now. Yeah, that's right.
Cool. Oh, that's why you, because they're also based in Estonia, right?
Yes.
Ah, okay, cool. Ah,
okay, yeah.
Okay, all the everything clicks now.
yeah. Because that's also your background within payment rails and yeah.
That's interesting. Correct.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay, well, yeah, we have prepared a lot of questions for you about bringing, of course, and your vision on the Lightning Network. And with the background, well, we have plenty to talk about, I can imagine. So, yeah, if you are ready, Prashant and Edward, we would like to enter that part.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, let's do it.
Connect the world.
Well, let's start with a statement of yours, because on your Twitter, you tweeted not so long ago, exchanges are for traders, normal users need simple tools to buy and spend Bitcoin. We said it before in the questions. Why is this so important in your opinion, and what is needed to make it more user-friendly?
So exchanges is catered for traders. So traders need more information to do trading. Like they need chats and they need order books, which keeps changing. And there's market order, there's limit order. And these are the essential tools or information that is required for traders. But a normal user like me who wants to just buy Bitcoin to my self-custody wallet or to liquidate my Bitcoin to get euros into my bank account, exchange feels overwhelming, right? So when I log into Binance and see a lot of buttons, and then it causes me stress to search for the exact button to, like, you know, like sell Bitcoin and then withdraw and then worry about the fees in each and every steps. So exchanges get in the liquidity. So we want to build tools around that, or tools which is catered for specific intention. So the intention is either liquidate Bitcoin or buy Bitcoin to your wallet.
Yeah, and so, and I can imagine also that, as you already referred to that, well, Binance is, I think, the best thing to elaborate about, because, well, when you open Binance, they have also listed a ton of shitcoins, so it's very distracting. And you guys are focusing only on Bitcoin, right? So that's also maybe important in keeping of in making it simple to just only focus on Bitcoin and leave all the crap out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so one product only. And are you also targeting people that don't use cryptocurrency or Bitcoin ever before?
Currently, no, because we believe enabling users to spend Bitcoin easily allows or gives them more confidence to buy more Bitcoin. So we are kind of enabling people to buy Bitcoin or get paid in Bitcoin with confidence. But we are catering this tool for the people who hold Bitcoin as of now.
Yeah. And with bringing, you're working on a smooth on and off ramp to Lightning from fiat with scalable self-custody wallet. Take us through the process of onboarding. How does it work?
Yeah, so our first product allows users to liquidate Bitcoin and get euros into their bank account. So the first step is user will have to enter the exact amount of Bitcoin he or she wants to liquidate, and then we will show the summary, so how much euros the user will receive and how much Bitcoin the user has to pay. And the next step is to enter the beneficiary details, and later user will have to pay the invoice and they will get euros into the bank account instantly, and that's completely safe. So before getting access to this tool, user will have to perform a simple KYC process to get access to the fiat system.
Okay. Yeah. And they also need some KYC. Is it necessary to also share some personal information to use Bringing?
Yes, that's the requirement whenever we touch fiat or a separate transfers are involved. So whenever Bitcoin is converted to fiat, we need to make sure that the source is safe and we abide by the regulations prescribed by the financial institutes in Europe.
And where are you focusing on? People from Europe or around the globe, or?
We are focusing on European market because the regulations are very clear and it allows us to operate in an entire legal zone and not in gray or not in illegal zone. So.
Oh, cool. That's funny that you say, because we in Holland, for instance, we have a lot of companies that leave Holland because regulations aren't that clear. But now with MiCAR coming, the new regulations for the European crypto market, you decided to just go for Europe specifically. So that's a nice switch. And now with all the regulatory problems in the US, for instance, I can imagine that for you guys, it's way too risky to enter that market, right?
Yeah, so in US, the regulations are different for each state, which makes it more complex to operate in the entire country. Whereas obtaining a VASP license in a country like Estonia, which has the revamped VASP license, which is almost in par with the MiCAR regulation, which is expected to come out. Yeah. So we can onboard users from the countries, which is part of EEA, which allows us to serve more customers. So it's safer to get started with Europe, and it's one industry that I understand well, and the regulations as well.
Cool. Well, I think it's one of the first times that a company, specifically targets Europe, Edward, because we all know, for instance, Strike and Jack Mallis is saying that I think now for two years in a row that he is entering Europe.
Yeah. And then Coin Corner, the card that that we all received in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I also have it here with the sets on it,
That's funny,
which I can't use.
Well, and bringing also makes it possible to create a virtual debit card for making online purchases. Can you elaborate how someone can create it and use it through the bringing platform?
Yeah, sure. So when a user is making online purchases, so when users reaches a step where he has to pay, right, the checkout page, he can open bringing in another tab or in the phone and enter the exact amount of euros to make the purchase in the first step. And the next step will ask to pay a Lightning invoice, which is created for exact amount of euro he wants to make this purchase. So once the invoice is paid, user is provided with a one-time usable virtual debit card, and user can use that details to fill in the checkout form and complete the purchase. Once the purchase is completed, the card doesn't exist anymore. It's one-time usable burner card, and this makes the transaction more secure and private. And it's comparatively
cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for every time you want to use a virtual debit card, you create a new one.
Yeah. If there's unused euros, for example, if a debit card is created for say 110 euros, and then the purchase is made for 90 euros, there's an extra unspent 20 euros, which is given as credits. So user can use that. Okay. To create a new debit that can be utilized to create a new virtual debit card, and user will have to pay that US less worth of Bitcoin.
And I also saw a link on the website to manage the virtual card. At that time, it didn't work, but maybe I did something wrong. What does it mean? Can you elaborate a little bit on what you see when you try to manage the virtual card?
So initially, we plan to provide a virtual debit card, which is fully manageable and not one-time usable cards.
Okay.
So, but then eventually, it was a conscious decision made to make it one-time usable card to add to the privacy and make the entire UX more simpler, and rather than providing a dashboard to manage the cards.
Yeah. And if you, for instance, want to integrate those cards into Apple Pay, for instance, is it also possible, or because of it's a one-time usable card, it is impossible?
We would not allow to do that because it's one-time usable virtual debit cards, right? So it would cost us more to add tokenization. So eventually we would provide a app with one card where users can upgrade and get a physical version of that, right? So that's when we will allow users to add that card to Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Okay.
Okay, and when will you guys release it?
That's not clear. At least like from 4 to 5 months from now, that will be the second version of our product.
Okay.
Like a mobile app.
And one app only, because I remembered the LastPass of LastBit version had multiple apps. With the card, you needed another app. That was a little bit hassle at that time. So you're about making it easy and simple. So we're going to check it out then. Hey, and your service makes it possible to spend a Bitcoin from any wallet. How do you ensure the interoperability in the future, as this is, of course, key to get more people to use Bitcoin and Lightning?
Yeah, so we would like to be a tool, right? So the intention is to keep it as a tool, and we are wallet agnostic. So we'll allow users to choose their own Bitcoin Lightning wallet. And I kind of imagine there are different kind of Lightning wallets that gets created for each and every use cases. So making it wallet agnostic is more it's more useful for users than providing a self-custody wallet. And since merchants don't accept Bitcoin yet, so it's hard to spend Bitcoin, and providing this tool to spend like liquidate Bitcoin from any self-custody wallet is one of the key factors that leads to Bitcoin adoption, is what I believe. Yeah. And
I wanted to ask, because I saw that you guys are now charging 1% per transaction. Are you thinking of changing this in the future? What are the plans there?
It's going to be 1% very well. At least like we don't have plans of changing it.
No. Okay. And if you guys are wanting to change it, it's more logical to maybe decrease it than increase it, I can imagine, to compete with other companies, for instance.
Yeah, I believe the volume of transaction will increase with time, with the increase mm-hmm. in Bitcoin adoption. So more volumes, we make more money. So it only makes sense to decrease the percentage than increase the percentage.
Yeah, indeed. And bringing seems only, as a technical intermediate tool, and therefore the custody, like you said, of the Bitcoin remaining control of the users. Are you also working together with those third parties, for example, wallets, to make the process before and after using bringing also more user-friendly? Or maybe you talk to them to make it more more easy?
For now, we would kind of like to keep it as a tool and wallet agnostic, but we would provide a self-custody Lightning wallet, for example, using Greenlight from Blockstream or Breeze SDK, which already uses Greenlight in the backend, right? Yeah. So we intend to provide a self-custody Lightning node for user in coming days, but still that would always be an option. So this off-ramp, the process of spending Bitcoin will again be from any wallet. And we also provide a self-custody Lightning wallet for users who do not have a wallet so that they can receive Bitcoin and spend it easily. But we're not going to force you to use the self-custody wallet.
Yeah. And you also provide a dedicated IBAN for every account I'm bringing to make the off-ramp as safe as possible. How does this work and how did you achieve this?
Yeah, so whenever we receive Bitcoin, we convert it to euros and deposit to the IBAN account that we internally create for each user who's onboarded. So, and every outgoing SEPA transfers are made from the IBAN account that we provide to the user to their desired beneficiary. So the transaction is coming from their own bank account and it makes it completely safe by design. And the transaction is not coming from a company called Bringin, which is providing exchange services, which is not safe for banks to receive euros, right? So, and we work with EMI partners. So EMI, Electronic Money Institute license holders, they provide IBANs for our users. So that's how we do it.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I said it before, but a simple, appealing, but easy to use UX is very important for tools to succeed and to get more people to use the tool in the end. And what is your take on this and what sets Bringin apart from tools regarding UX?
So most of the services and applications that are there in the market, or at least the most popular ones, provides a lot of value propositions, right? So users can do a lot of things in the app. So when users comes with an intention, that is just a part of what an application can provide, right? So it really gets harder for the application to cater the entire UX to serve that particular intention with zero stress and zero learning curve. So we want to create these tools to cater one intention. For example, if a user wants to liquidate Bitcoin and the entire UX is catered to that, and there needs to be zero learning curve, any user can get it done right in the first time. And we have no extra buttons, but each and every step's buttons cater to or get the requirement from the user.
Yeah, I can recommend to, if you haven't already, to see, to watch the demo you guys have on the website, because I saw it this evening when preparing for the show, and it can't be more simple than this. I mean,
yeah, it's
just, you have two buttons, sell or buy, and then just fill in the details, that's it. I mean, there's no extra questions. Well, when you scroll over a question mark or something, you see more information, but you can't click on it. It's just displayed. So you can't be lost on the website or on your server. So it's extremely, extremely, extremely simple. So I
maybe
think
a disclaimer in front. Watch out, this is just too easy.
Well, a disclaimer, when you want to sell, are you sure you want to sell Bitcoin? Are you sure? You really sure?
This is for real.
No, but I mean, you guys nailed it on that part. Your mission is already accomplished, in my opinion. But hey, you have to still build and grow as a company.
Maybe this is also, I don't know what your take is on that, but if you're small, you have a small team, then you can also try to do things differently, and you see all the things that exist, and then you can only do better, right?
Yeah, so it allows us to, like, so having a small team or having an entire new approach allows us to innovate on UX and provide a different solution for a particular intention and solving a particular problem, right? So we innovate not only on the value proposition but also the UX. And
okay, so if a listener has a problem with the UX, then just let him know right away, because then they will fix it.
I can't imagine.
I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah. Hey, what's the biggest target group for bringing in? Are you guys also trying to get bigger businesses and merchants interested to use it?
Yeah, so that's definitely there. So the first initial market would be consumers, right? So the people who hold Bitcoin and the people who get paid in Bitcoin and Bitcoin Lightning wallet users. So the entire reason why they use Bitcoin Lightning is because they want to spend Bitcoin, and we allow them to spend it anywhere. So those are the initial target audience. And then eventually, as a tool, as we offer a self-custody wallet solution, and we're also going to increase the limits so that merchants can create Bitcoin Lightning in order to get paid to their self-custody wallet, and also to get auto-converted to their bank accounts. It's like Stripe, right? Like you connect your bank account and receive Bitcoin Lightning. So you can either receive it to your own self-custody wallet or instantly get it in your bank account auto-converted. So we intend to work with a few partners who's already working on the applications for merchants. And we provide this auto-conversion feature as a white-label solution for them. And we eventually also would like to work with merchants ourselves.
Cool.
Okay, to finish this bringing part, what are some future updates you're working on right now?
Yeah,
what can we expect?
So the first one is, as I told, it's a mobile app where there's one card, which is a fully manageable debit card, which users can order to get a physical version of it. And that is Bitcoin Lightning enabled. People can top it up using Bitcoin Lightning. So that's the next version.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very curious to see it, to get my hands on it. Okay. Hey, well, now, we have some general Lightning questions also for you, because we're really curious about how you think about the protocol in general. Do you believe in a hyper-Bitcoinized world, or do you think Bitcoin and Lightning will become an alternative to also exist along with fiat money?
I believe in hyper-Bitcoinization world. So the way I see it is, like, so the present fiat infrastructure, it's like an AKI solution. Like every government has control over money, and there's different currencies, and the product like Stripe and Wise makes it's an AKI solution, and it's a stopgap solution, and they're adding instant value already. Whereas Bitcoin is so beautiful, it solves by itself, right? So Bitcoin itself solves that thing. And governments having control over money is not something that I think would be nice. So there's a free market, and government should be the one who has monopoly over power to maintain the justice, but there should be Bitcoin and free market. That's how I see a civil economy and stably growing economy.
Okay.
And what do you think are the current biggest limitations or trade-off of the Lightning Network, and what's being done at this moment to fix it?
So, like, from adoption perspective, it's always going to be, it's always has been a scalable self-custody Lightning wallet, right? So, like, having an easy and a healthy Lightning node as a self-custody wallet, right? So that has been the challenge. So if that is solved, that's going to enable a lot of users to use Lightning. And it's already been implemented, right? So companies like Phoenix wallets, right? So Phoenix wallet is good. It has some privacy trade-off, but still it's doing a great job. I use Phoenix every now and then. I pay invoices using Phoenix. Yeah. And Breeze SDK, and there's Greenlight, right? So Greenlight has an entire unique approach where the keys are kept in phone and the node is deployed in a scalable infrastructure. So there is definitely progress towards there, but that's one thing which has to be solved.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it a lot now because Breeze SDK is also not so very old. So there's a lot of progress there.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And I'm curious, can you pay with Lightning where you live? Are there merchants that accept the Bitcoin? Or do you use it to pay for physical goods?
Unfortunately, no. So there's no merchants nearby where I can pay with Bitcoin. But I bought my motorcycle with Bitcoin. A friend of mine accepted Bitcoin.
but you mean a big motorcycle. So it was a pretty big spend, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But was it on chain or using Lightning?
It was on chain, and it was not one time transaction. I used to pay a little by little, and it was okay because I was paying in Bitcoin. So he likes Bitcoin as well. So
okay. But does the shop, was it like a shop or just someone a second hand?
It was my previous colleague. Like it was my previous employer actually. So he was trying to sell his bike, and I was like, "I'll buy it." And then, do you want to pay in Bitcoin? I was like, "Yes, of course, sure."
Oh, that's nice, man. Well,
great story. Yeah,
can be a pretty expensive bike in the coming years, but it's a good story. Nice, man.
That was the gong. Well, we had some extra questions about Lightning Network, but it would be great to invite you back. And also when bringing is a lot bigger again, then we'll talk soon.
All right.
Hilton, well.
Yeah, we have one question left for you, Prashant, and you may choose it yourself.
We have a nice
question from Jones Bahari. He's from Bolted Fun. Or Max DeMarco, he's a Bitcoin filmmaker. Or Herman Vivier, he's from Bitcoin Ekasi. Which one do you want to ask?
So I'll go for the first question from World.Fun.
Okay, Jones Bahari, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Hey, I'm Jones from PeakShift. And I would love to know if you know what BOLT stands for.
Okay.
No, not really.
No, really?
So what does it stand for?
Oh, and this is nice. He will cheer us on. BOLT stands for Basis of Lightning Technology. So easy. But he asked us also, and
we didn't know.
We know where to look it up, of course, but this is not going out of our minds now.
No, not anymore.
So Basis of Lightning Technology,
LN spec. That's really good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Conecta el mundo.
Okay, Prashant, well, thanks again.
Yeah. Thanks again,
where
man.
Where can people follow you? I already shared your demo video, but where can people watch that video?
Yeah, so website is the best place to go watch the demo video and also try the demo product. So it's bringin.xyz. And thanks for having me here, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Of course. Yeah, you're most welcome.
The pleasure was ours, mate.
Yeah. So thanks for listening for everybody else. And thanks also all the members participating in the Rings of Fire. And of course, thanks to everyone helping to connect the world with us. If you like our content, then please support us in our mission. Visit our website, connecttheworld.live, where you can also donate, subscribe, like, and share our content on your favorite platform. We need you to complete our mission. So keep those nodes running, sets flowing, and rings burning. And see you all next week on the same Lightning channel. Annyeong.
Namaste.